One thing you don't know about me is that I'm a really good cook. I'm also really good at playing guitar. And I'm also really good at doing yoga. Overconfidence. Do you know what this word means? It means being too confident. Okay, we could say this. He bought a new car thinking he would get the promotion. It turns out he was a bit overconfident. Okay, so a guy thought he was going to get a promotion at his job. He was going to get more money, right? So he went out and he bought a new car. But in the end, it turns out he was a bit overconfident. He didn't get the job promotion. Okay, now what is the opposite of overconfidence? What is the opposite? Is it underconfidence? Well, yeah, we could say underconfidence, but more commonly, we use this term here, low self-esteem. Okay, what is low self-esteem? Well, it's feeling worthless. Okay, you might say, nobody loves me. I'm not good at that. Okay, that's what low self-esteem is. Esteem means value. Okay, so you're not valuing yourself very highly if you have low self-esteem. Okay, now there's some very interesting cultural differences surrounding this idea of confidence. Okay, some cultures perceive confidence as arrogance, pride. Okay? And other cultures perceive confidence as competence, which is a good thing. Okay? To be competent at something means you're good at it. So if you would tell me, Mark, you're a very competent English teacher, okay, that would be a compliment. That means I'm very good at my job. I'm a good English teacher. Okay? Now, the interesting thing is that in some cultures, displaying low confidence shows humility, which is a good thing, and shows respect to the other person. Okay? I teach a lot of students from around the world, many different cultures, and sometimes my students say, "My English is very poor," or "I have really bad English." Okay, actually, their English is really good, but they still say that, and they do that to show me respect or to show humility. Okay, that's a very core part of many cultures. Okay, this idea of displaying low confidence to make the other person look good, to give them face. Okay, in China, the concept of face is very important. You want to give the other person face. Okay, now I love Asian cultures, and I think in a lot of ways these cultures are better than Western culture. But the problem is that in Western culture, displaying low confidence shows weakness or it shows incompetence. Okay, like, if you're at a job interview and you say something like, "I'm not good at something," okay, then the person who's interviewing you might think, "Oh, this person is weak. This person won't be very good at the job." Okay, then you won't get hired. Okay, so that's a very serious cultural problem. And I want you to think about this. Okay, but I know that most of my students here at Mad English TV are from cultures outside North America. So I want to tell you this. I want to say, I am a terrible English teacher. In fact, I am the worst English teacher that has ever existed. I'm showing you respect. Okay, let's do some homework. I want you to tell me about confidence in your culture. Is it good to be confident? Is it bad to be confident? If I come to your country, what should I do? How should I behave? Let me know in the comments right down there, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.